You're thinking my secretary on.
Come to order. Could I announce for the intention to try and finish the rest of the calendar if we can and go till at least a few minutes after 12. If not, then we consider holding it over. We'd like to finish. Senator Huber was seeking the floor at the time that we recessed, and Senator Huber. Senator Huber?
Mr. President,
I have a notice of reconsideration of my Senate Bill 350. Senator Huber's notice of reconsideration of Senate Bill 350 be noted in the journal. Senator Ziegler? Without objection, you have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, the gallery on the far side, we have a little friend who I've known for at least a quarter of a century. He started out practicing law in Michigan as a district attorney. Then things got better for him. He went to the Superior Court of Claims in Anchorage, then to the Supreme Court of the State of Alaska, and recently appointed the U.S. District Court Judge. He has one other achievement. He's the father of our page step, Jim Fitzgerald.
He's also a former commissioner of public safety, as I recall. Senator Katula?
That's the type of gentleman we'd like to have as your office.
We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill number 353 by Senators Huber and Buttrovich, entitled An Act Relating to the Exportation of Game. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Meland, Rohde, Huber, Rader, and Buttrovich. Senator Orsini had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Katula?
Mr. President, after the same amendments, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 353 be considered gross advanced third reading based upon passage.
Senator Katula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 353 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection. Course in third reading, Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill number 353, entitled An Act Relating to the Exportation of Game.
Through discussion, Senator Wright.
Mr. President, I'd like to vote for this bill, but I can't. The question we want to move six animals, and it was approved, and the legislature would normally approve it, the department approved it, and yet we couldn't do it because we'd have to have a concurrent resolution. You have to wait 6 months more, so we have to measure. I think the idea is fine, but I don't understand why we would have to wait until the legislature made it by concurrent resolution. But we had an interim committee, perhaps, to make approving it would be a lot better than the legislature.
Further discussion? Senator Hill?
I have a couple other ideas on the bill, too. I want to put an exemption in the bill for Canis lupus, but I didn't see fit to do that. I think that it could have just as well been worded that the board would make the decision rather than the legislature. I have no objection to such amendments, but we don't have control now. That's the reason for the bill. So I have no hard feelings on the subject, but it is included in the law now. I think that if we want to substitute fish to the inboard, or we want to accept some species of animals, such as the wolf, we certainly can do that.
Senator Rice?
Mr. President, I wouldn't ask you to ask the Senate Bill 353 be held over.
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 353 be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 353 will appear in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. Have before us in second reading Senate Bill 368.
Senate Bill number 368 by Senators Buttrovich, Bradley, and Huber, entitled An Act Relating to the Transplanting of Musk Oxen and Providing for an Effective Date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Meland, Rohde, Huber, Rader, and Buttrovich. Senator Orsini had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Katula?
President, absent any amendments, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 368, considering gross advance third reading, placed upon passage.
Senator Katula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 368 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, have before us in third reading, Senate Bill 368.
Senate Bill number 368, entitled An Act Relating to the Transplanting of Musk Oxen and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senator discussion. Senator Buckovich.
Mr. President, I realize this bill may seem after the fact, and it probably is, but it isn't something that couldn't happen again. If this bill had been on the books, perhaps we wouldn't have been shipping musk oxen from Nunavak to Russia. And without the consent of the Board of Fish and Game, that was done. And I don't see that there's any violence that leaves it up to the department to determine when there is a surplus of animals on the island and where they should be transplanted to on the island. You have some now for transplants. And if in fact there's an overpopulation of the animals on Nunavak, it seems ridiculous to just allow them to stay there and destroy themselves. And the answer to that is either to authorize us or to transplant the animals. And anywhere in the world but Alaska, this animal is considered a valuable resource. We don't seem to attach too much significance to it in Alaska, but perhaps in due time we will. Not only as a source of sport, a source of food, but it also has one of the finest. They also produce one of the finest wools in the world, and it has a lot of potential, both as a game animal and as a domestic animal. And in the trust to put in the outfit, there's every reason to believe these animals could do very well. And I have not attached a fiscal note to this bill because I don't know if there is a surplus of animals, and until the department tells us there is, why I
further discussion. Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 368 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas, no nays.
Senator Curtula.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the bill to be considered on both effective date clause.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then Senate Bill 368 with an effective date is passed the Senate. We have before us a second reading.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The calendar indicated third, actually at second reading, House Bill 152.
House Bill number 152, entitled An Act Expanding the Chena River Recreation Area. We have an amendment number one by Senator Huber. This was read yesterday. Page 1, line 16, after maintenance, add new section to read, the state may not acquire by eminent domain privately owned land for recreation purposes within the Chena River Recreation Area.
Senator Huber.
I
Senator Huber moves the adoption of Amendment Number 1. You have the floor, Senator Huber. Has every member a copy on their desk of an amendment marked number 1? Has that been distributed?
Yes. Yes.
That has been distributed. There was an amendment number 1 from yesterday, and that was the one the Secretary read. There has been a new amendment distributed, and that is a copy that's on a member's desk. But to avoid confusion, I would ask the Secretary to read the new amendment.
Point of information.
Secretary Tula.
Was yesterday's amendment moved to step to the
top? It was not moved to. Will the Secretary read the new amendment?
The amendment number 2 is by Senator Huber to page 1, line 10. Before the, insert A. Page 2, line 20, add the following new matter. B, the state may not acquire by eminent domain privately owned land within the Chena River Recreation Area unless it is for the purpose of providing necessary access to state land. C, the Department of Natural Resources may adopt, in accordance with the Administrative Procedure Act, AS 4462, zoning regulations governing privately owned land in the Chena River Recreation Area.
I understood that was the amendment that Senator Huber meant to move, but to correct the record, will you withdraw amendment number 1 and move amendment number 2? Without objection, amendment number 1 withdrawn. Senator Huber. Senator Huber moves and asks unanimous consent that amendment number 2 be adopted. Is there objection? Senator Miller objects.
Yes, President, I don't want to delay. I just want to point out for the record, particularly since this recreation area is part of my constituency. I know it will pass, but I don't want to be on the record as favoring this particular amendment. I think the fact that we have to bring it back, we have to add an exception for access to state land, shows why we can't. Senator Rivers made a point on the floor. Make these broad brush rules that apply to land use planning in the recreation areas.
Further discussion? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, the amendment accomplishes the same thing that was done for 106 and 107, with the exception that this particular property had some property that was being expanded that would have been sealed in without access to presently state owned land. So, at the suggestion of the body yesterday, this was drafted by legislative council. And it's a needed thing in the recreation area, the same as it is in the Goose Bay area, the same as it is in the Palmer Hay Flat. With one additional problem, that some sealed in state lands wouldn't have access. This allows them to condemn for that purpose. They can't condemn for recreational purposes in the area.
Senator Rohde?
This is not the same as the Palmer Hay Flat or the Goose Bay Game Recreation. There we have a marshy area. There are no roads into or through. Nobody's living in it. And there is almost no private land. In this case, very strong point to be made for allowing the use of eminent domain. On the maps that have been provided to the members, Chena Hot Springs Road, as it runs initially through the proposed recreation area, is entirely sealed off. By private landholders between the Osborne Road and the Chena River. There are also many small sites that may be necessary for eminent domain at some point for the highest and best public use of this land.
Further, Senator Tillia.
Mr. President, I move in support of the amendment. There's no doubt that we probably should have a statewide land planning, but it seems to be a ways off. But I think we should think twice when we start taking people's homes and their land away. There might be times like for road construction that it's in the best interest. But when you start talking about playgrounds, you don't take a man's home for that. And while you zone it so that he can't bring in bars and other things that are compatible with the area that are not now there, you don't. I think that we would be a little reckless in our use of eminent domain to spread recreation areas.
Senator Wright.
Mr. President, I've heard from two of the members of the Fairbanks delegation, and they seem to be in opposite positions. And as we do have one one more and one half of the one representing Fairbanks. And I wonder if they have anything to say about this. I know that they certainly have the opportunity to stand up, but I would ask them, you know, if they wouldn't lie, this is what they do. It's your area, and your two of your delegations split, and there doesn't seem to be any indication from you where you wanted to do adopt the amendment or not.
If they stand up, will you identify which is the one and which is the one half?
The half is sitting down.
Senator Buttrick.
Mr. President, I did not offer the amendment. I certainly would have supported the bill without the amendment. I think that the B part of the amendment is perhaps a worthy amendment, but I'd rather see the amendment adopted than lose the bill. I think that I think there are some objections to the amendment. I think that this language wasn't in the original left area when we passed it some 7 or 8 years ago. But obviously, from the conversation on the floor, there are people who think the amendment should be in there. And really, I don't tend to fight the amendment. I'm more interested in the bill passing.
Senator Wright?
Is it the proper procedure to divide the question?
It is.
Now, who do you do divide the
question? Question will be divided. Is there further discussion? The question is, shall the portion of amendment number 1 down through subsection B, but not including subsection C, be adopted? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
As many as oppose, no.
No.
The noes have it, and the first portion of amendment number 1 has not been adopted. The question now is, shall subsection C be adopted? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
As many as oppose, no. The ayes have it. And that portion, subsection C portion of amendment number 1 has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, this may not be apropos. Refuse to move the bill on the third reading. It just seems to me that we're in this massive land use planning situation. If any senator or anybody representing a particular area has a problem, I would hope that the Senate would take note of it, as we're doing a lot of this without knowledge. I'm voting on a bill without knowledge, and we did have it split from Fairbanks delegation. I just want to do what those people want, Mr. President. I move that and ask the Senate that House Bill 152, as amended, be considered in gross mass third reading, place the final passage.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 152 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Senator Huber objects. Senator Huber, you have the floor.
I object because I'd sooner have a bill without any amendment than the way we have it with the amendment. Because what we have done, unless I stand to be corrected, we have left the zoning bill. But we removed the prohibition against the land being acquired for recreational purposes by eminent domain. We kept the tail, but we lost the dog.
Senator Miller?
The debate on the bill, the debate on the advance question, we're on.
We are on discussion of the motion to advance from second to third reading. Is there further discussion? Senator Huber?
I have objected to the advance, but I thought at this stage it might be better if the bill be held over.
Because we ought to look at what we did, but I don't think Senator Buttrick would agree with what we did, accepting the zoning part of this and not the prohibition against eminent domain. I think that's directly against what he wants. Well, the question is, shall the bill be advanced from second to third reading? Is there further discussion on that point? Senator Curtillo, just the same, Mr. President, that result's going to be the same. The go to third reading tomorrow automatically, and go to third reading today. The opportunities for returning to second on any consideration or before the gentleman, et cetera.
Further discussion? The question is, shall Senate Bill 152 be advanced from second to third reading, place for you on final passage. Members may proceed to vote. Has every senator voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
I'm sorry, Senator Bradley, I announced that the Senate, the Secretary would take the roll before you indicated that you wanted to change.
I guess that important.
Senate Bill 152 has been advanced to third reading. Senator Bradley, if you desire, you can make a motion that we rescind our action. You desire to have your stuff approved. Senator Ray?
At this point, I'm confused. I think it's really a Fairbanks matter, and I...
Senator Ray?
I think we're talking about Fairbanks. I don't know which way to go.
I'm
moving
to ask
you
to hold the House Bill 152 for tomorrow's calendar.
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 152 be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection, House Bill 152 will appear in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. That concludes the daily calendar. It brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Katula.
Present. A number of years of restraint in the two bodies. The President has been very, very fair and very concerned about each and every person's voicing his opinion, but this particular key delicate moment now, and you're asking to change your vote, everybody better be awake, because it puts him in kind of a bad light, and he doesn't intend to be, but he gives you the opportunity. I think, you know, you go up or down, and you take your chances. So don't sleep if you want to switch your vote.
Further unfinished business? Special order? Senator Miller?
Move it after
now. Without objection, you have the floor.
President, I just want to, I know the hour is late, briefly thank very much for the consent the debate which around the Senate Bill 350, regardless of the outcome. I might add that Senator Ray made a comparable speech from the digital country to be able to finish that. I personally appreciate the way in which the opponent of the major candidate. I know that the subject of obviously is a great deal of emotion, there's been a lot of rancor. I know that some public forums, Senator Holman and I have even gone to point of being ridiculed that the introduction of the bill. But I do very much maintain a high level of feeling for letting some members of the Senate on this controversial bill, the way in which they handled the debate and the way in which they treated me personally. One of those reasons why Senator Willis pointed out we do have a reputation for a little bit of
fun. Further special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Orsini?
Sorry, I just left the tail end. I serve members of reconsideration, Senator 107.
Senator Orsini's notice for reconsideration of Senate Bill 107 will be noted in the journal. Senator Ziegler?
Mr. Bishop, West Bill 130 will put that up at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Further announcement of committee meeting, Senator Holman.
Mr. President, it's my intention to announce a 1 o'clock HESPA meeting with our members' membership. Senate Bill 196, creating the Commission on Aging, Senate Bill 219, the Old Age Assistance Bill, and House Bill 251, supplemental appropriation request by the Department of Health and Social Services. The chair's intention to take those bills up starting at 1 o'clock and to finish prior to the time that the Finance Committee meets.
Senator Ferguson was seeking the floor, and then Senator Ray.
State Affairs at 3 p.m. The bills are posted on the floor.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, in order to give everybody ample time, especially the HESPA meeting, I would call a Finance Committee meeting at 2 p.m.
Senator Huber? Senator Huber's notice of reconsideration of Senate Bill 215 will be noted in the journal. Senator Poland?
Senator Rowe? There will be a meeting of the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee at 3 o'clock. We will discuss revenue sharing and the local contribution.
Stand at ease. Any further announcement of committee meeting? Senator Cthulhu?
Commerce 215, Friday, Senate Bill 243. Getting so old, I can't think. Senate Bill 245. Mr. President, there's no further action for this body. I move that the unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Cthulhu moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection, adjourn.